Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raul Burrow, and this is the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, and we start off by going back to August of 1951 and Sam Phillips Studios in Memphis, Tennessee, which within a few years would become extremely legendary. We're going to listen to one of the first recordings that Howling Wolf ever did there. He was brought there by Ike Turner, and Turner is on piano on this next track, and it said that when Sam Phillips first heard Howling Wolf, he said, "This is a kind of music I want to record." Here's Howling Wolf, along with Ike Turner, and also Willie Johnson on guitar with "How Many More Years?"
Thank you. that love's always on my mind. She keeps me word bothered all the time.
You better take it easy, girl.
Take it easy, baby. Take it easy, darling, cause I can't stand the way you do. Take it easy, baby. Yes, take it easy, darling. Take it easy, baby. Take it easy, baby, cause I can't stand the weird. The girl I love now is long and slim. Every time she moves, boys, it's too tight, Jim.
You better take it easy, girl.
Take it easy, baby. Take it easy, darling, cause I can't stand the weird. Baby, ain't gonna sing no more. My time rolled around, believe I got to go.
You better take it easy.
Take it easy, baby. Take it easy, darling, cause I can't stand the way you do. Take it easy, baby. Now take it easy, baby. Take it easy, baby. Take it easy, baby. Take it easy, baby, cause I can't stand the way you do.
From a disc called Legends that was recorded back in Maine back in 1998. That was Spine Top Perkins on piano and vocals, Hubert Sumlin on one of the guitars on that particular track, Annie Raines on blues harp, and of course, with a number called Take It Easy Baby. Spine Top Perkins had, he was originally from Belzoni, Mississippi. He joined the Muddy Waters Band back in 1969. Muddy asked him to take the piano chair after Otis Spann left to go out on his own. Perkins worked with Muddy Waters till about 1980 or so, and then was involved in the legendary blues band and a number of other things. Put out a lot of really nice recordings over the years, and was recording almost up to his death back in March of 2011. He was 97 years old when he passed away. Definitely a legend in the blues. Hubert Sumlin, of course, was a guitarist with Howling Wolf's band for many, many years. And we heard Howling Wolf, although it was not Hubert Sumlin on guitar on that particular track. Lee Johnson was playing guitar, sort of a distorted sound that helped define those first recordings that Howling Wolf put out. Wolf, of course, on vocals and blues harp. He did how many more years? And Sam Phillips, Lee Stowe, two tracks, that and Moaning at Midnight, the flip side of How Many More Years to Chess Records, and that definitely launched Howling Wolf's recording career. We're going to turn next here on the Blues Box to someone that taught Howling Wolf a bit about harmonica playing. We're talking about Sonny Boy Williamson II. He was a brother-in-law of Howling Wolf for a while. Sonny Boy was married for a while to Howling Wolf's half-sister. Here is Sonny Boy Williamson, recorded in January of 1963, right before he took off for an American folk blues festival in Europe. Sonny Boy Williamson with Matt Guitar Murphy on guitar doing Bring It On Home.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna bring it on. up the holler, all aboard. Take my seat right way back and watch this train move down the track. Times I once have had, so got happy, heart got glad. I think about the way you love me too. You can bet your life I'm coming home to you.
Well, indeed, that was That was R.L. Burnside, recorded in Portland, Oregon, back in the year 2001. Real interesting North Mississippi Delta artist, and quite an influence on a lot of people that followed. And some say that his type of blues, that area, the Delta, the blues was based on, a lot of the blues based on fife and drum music that preceded it. Before we heard R.L. Burnside, we heard Sonny Boy Williamson II on blues harp and vocals doing one of his classics, Bring It On Home to Me. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Sonny Boy Williamson I, John Lee Williamson. He was the original. He was originally from Tennessee. Ended up first recording in Chicago in 1937 with Big Joe Williams and Robert Nighthawk. We're going to listen to a track from one of those sessions, and a very interesting number that has been recorded many, many times in the blues. John Lee Hooker has a few versions of this. It was really first recorded, or at least the basic elements thereof, in 1932 by the Memphis Jug Band. And they recorded in 32 and 34, and then in 37. Sonny Boy Williamson did his version of it in 1939. Tommy McLennan recorded it, and that's probably one of the more famous versions. But great one here by Sonny Boy Williamson, the first. Sonny Boy on blues harp and vocals with Bottle Up and Go.
Well, I don't run no filling station, I don't sell no gas. I done brought my car, my boy, and it's heat too fast.
You got to bottle it up and go. You got to bottle it up and go.
You know the high five with mama, if your papa got your water on. Why not look at him, baby, what you been waiting on? Say you didn't love me, all the done been gone.
You got to bottle it up and go. You got to bottle it up and go.
You know the high five, mama, you know the papa got your water on. I named him Jim. I put him on the pond, get to see him swim.
You got to bottle it up and go. You got to bottle it up and go.
You know the high five, mama. You know that your papa got your water.
You got to bottle it up and go.
You got to bottle it up and go. You know the high five, mama, that your papa got your water on. Well, if you don't love me, why don't you tell me so? I know you don't love me, baby, no more.
You got to bottle it up and go. You got to bottle it up and go.
You know the high five, mama, you know the papa got your water on. But I wish I could. I got a woman, don't mean me no good.
You got to bottle it up and go. You got to bottle it up and go.
You know the high bottom, mama. You know the papa got your water.
Your food. shotgun, shoot dead at you. I ain't lying, no use of jiving, I'm just your fool.
Little Walter. Walter Marion Jacobs recorded in Chicago back in December of 1960 with one of his own compositions, Little Walter on blues, harp, and vocals. He was born in Marksville, Louisiana, raised in Alexandria, hit New Orleans at an early age, playing on the street, and at some point to Helena, and ultimately to Chicago. Little Walter. He was preceded by another great Chicago blues harp player, Sonny Boy Williamson I. Sonny Boy, along with Robert Nighthawk and Big Joe Williams. We heard them from 1937 doing Bottle Up and Go. And we've got a couple of more Little Walter tunes coming up, tunes that he popularized over the years. Here's one that Little Walter first recorded back in, Just Your Fool was recorded, December of 1960. We're going to listen to one that they did in July of 1953, but for the version of this song we're going to hear here on KRVS, we're going to turn to Taj Mahal in 1991. Taj Mahal with Blues with a Feeling.
What I have today. Oh, find my baby. Ooh, take me all night and day. Ain't it hard to love somebody? Clear for God that don't love you. God, and all of you. Leave your sad and lonely, broken heart. You caused the rumbling, I caused it falling down. Called a falling down. What nothing you heard was deep down in the ground. Sometimes I wonder why. Hop into your love beast of call. Sometimes I wonder why do your little bees call? Well, you heard me deep down, drove an ice pick deep down in my soul. Oh! Well, I searched the town from door to door. Woman, I crave, I can't find no more. I got to find my baby. I declare I wouldn't lie. Ain't had no real good loving since that gal said goodbye. When the sun starts reaching, I grab my hat and coat, cause that cocaine and reefer won't grease my case no more. I got to find my baby. I declare I wouldn't lie. Ain't had no real good loving since that guy said goodbye. Since she said goodbye. I'm gonna find that long-leg brownie, Lord, and make her my wife. I got to find my baby. I declare I wouldn't lie. Ain't had no real good loving since that gal said goodbye. Sinking, I grab my head and coat, cause that cocaine and reefer won't grease my case no more. I got to find my baby. I declare I wouldn't lie. Ain't had no real good loving since that guy said goodbye.
Scott Ainsley from his disc Terraplane. Scott doing a rendition of I Gotta Find My Baby. That comes from the Little Walter song book. And we heard prior to Scott Ainsley, Taj Mahal from his disc Like Never Before. He did a cover of the Little Walter tune, Blues with a Feeling. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to take a look now at some of the music going on around the area, the concert calendar. Today at Bach Lunch in downtown Lafayette at Parc Sans Souci, the Revelers will be playing. Then this evening at Parc Sans Souci around 6 p.m., Zydeco Radio will take the stage for Downtown Alive. And Nikki Talley plays the Blue Dog Cafe tonight. Cocodry will be at Antlers. Foufolet and Bonsoir Cartin will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Andrew Mill and the 5 a.m. Rumble Strip, and also Sabre and the Get Rights are at Feed and Seed. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew will be playing Touchette's Bar in Maurice. And tomorrow afternoon is a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville. Tomorrow evening, Jason Harrington will be at Blue Dog Cafe. Also tomorrow night, Josh Grayson and Jared Lane will be at Feed and Seed. Brass Mimosa will special guest. Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole will play Blue Moon Saloon. Chubby Carrier and the Zydeco Swamp Band will be at Liberty Theater in Eunice tomorrow night for the Rendezvous de Cajun. Also tomorrow night, Organic Radio will be at Grouse Room. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play the I Don't Know Lounge. And tomorrow afternoon, the Hope Fest put on by students from St. Thomas More will take place at Parc International starting at noon. And also starting tomorrow, the Dewey Boffa Heritage Week. You can check them out on the web to get schedules of performances and workshops. And Saturday is also going to be being the second Saturday of the month, the night for the Jefferson Street Art Walk in downtown Lafayette from 6 to 8 p.m. On Sunday, the Rayo Brothers play Blue Dog Cafe. Also on Sunday, Run of the Woods will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Jimmy Bergeron, the Kickin' Cajuns, will be at Whiskey River. Brandon Miller and Cajun Inferno will play for Balde Dimanche Sunday afternoon at Vermilionville starting at 1 p.m. Also Sunday, the Lafayette Concert Band will be giving a spring concert starting at 5 p.m. at Acadian Village. Every Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. This coming Monday, Zydeco Ray will be at the Brass Room. Wednesday nights, the night for a Cajun jam at Blue Moon Saloon. It's also Songwriters Night at Artmosphere. This coming Wednesday night, Andy and the Roosters will be at Cafe Vermilionville. Also, Leroy Stank Blues Review plays Wednesday at Swamp Bob's Pub. And Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band will be playing for an Oil Center After Hours concert taking place at Hyman Park in the Oil Center starting at 5:30 p.m. Again, that's next Wednesday and Thursday, Todd O'Neill, as well as Kylie Fry, will be at Rhythms on the River. And I'd like to say something, put on your calendar. John Hammond will be playing Vermilionville Sunday, April 17th. And, of course, this weekend is the, April is full of festivals. It's the weekend for the Baton Rouge Blues Festival. A lot of wonderful artists playing for that event. Buddy Guy, who just played here in Lafayette, he'll be playing Saturday, as well as Kent Burnside, Walter Wolfman Washington, Henry Gray also playing on Saturday, and quite a number of others. Sunday, we'll see, among others, Elvin Killerby, Chris LeBlanc Band with Luther Kent, Little Ray Neal. There's a Neal family get together and tribute. Kenny Neal's putting that one together. That's also on Sunday. Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, Luther Kent, and also Michael Juan Nunez will be performing Sunday at the Baton Rouge Blues Festival. And speaking of that, we have in the studios with us Michael Juan Nunez today. And it's great to have you here, Michael. And it's. Well, let me see. Let me see. We get that mic up. Okay.
You got it?
Yep, we got it.
Here we go.
You have a brand new disc out called Rise.
Yes, we do.
And this is your fourth, right?
Yeah, this fourth solo CD, yeah.
So you have four out. When was the first one out?
That was it was an acoustic CD that came out in, I'd be lying if I told you, I think 2001 maybe.
Okay. And this one, you wrote all the songs for this?
Exactly. It helps, man, whenever, you know, comes to splitting up all the royalties and legal stuff.
Yeah,
I don't have
imagine.
Lawyers breathing down my back, you know. So, hell, I'll just write down some words.
Well, there's some really, really, really good compositions on this one.
Thank you.
How long did it take you to record it and mix it? We have Clint Redwing here in the studio with us.
Yeah.
Also,
the Chief is here, too. After the last record, My Little Train Wreck, we started cutting demos before we even got the CDs in. We started cutting demos for this. So it's been 3 years. There was a TV program that was supposed to be coming out, a TV series, and we were asked to do the theme song, which the TV series got canned and never came out. But it sent us into the studio to write a new song. So while we were at it, we started recording demos. Like at Chief had a little practice room. We'd go there in the evenings and start recording demos, you know. And like I said, this was right after the last record. And I'd send him over, you know, the guy that helped co-produce, AJ Dolphin. He's worked with me on the other records as well. You know, we'd send it off to AJ. He lives in Austin. And he'd listen to it. And, you know, we'd be back and forth about it. And I don't know, until we had, 40-something songs written, demoed, and we figured, you know, we got a record here somewhere in there.
That's a lot of tunes.
You know? So we started recording. In fact, the original tune that started out never made it to the record, but the first song that we cut, which is a tune called Baby Leave the Light On, we actually cut started cutting in Chief's practice room. Him and I, I think we had two mics, something like that. I mean, we had a little Pro Tools rig,
we cut
the drums and the guitar at the same time, and that's the first song that started out, you know.
That track ended up on the record.
Yeah, it did.
Well, let me ask you something. I know that your music is heavily blues-based, also elements of rock. You have one of the most distinctive, you sort of cut yourself out a niche now of, I don't want to call it swamp blues because
it's weirdness is what it is.
Well,
it's a lot ADD.
How would you define the music, basically, if you were trying to describe it to, you know, someone that was interested in your...
We call it roots rock.
Okay.
Or marsh rock.
I like marsh rock.
Yeah, marsh rock. It's no doubt it's rock and roll. I've been called a blues guitarist, and I don't consider myself a blues guitarist. And that's not to cut down, you know, anything. I love the blues, and you know, both Clint and I have played with the real deal blues cats, and I know enough to know that I am not a blues guitarist, but I'm heavily influenced by the blues, no doubt, and I love the blues, and it comes out in my playing. But I'm, you know, basically I'm a white boy, you know. I play rock and roll, but it's influenced by a lot of the sounds that I grew up with, and that includes everything from Cajun, to Zydeco, soul, the British Invasion, funk. It's all mixed in there. You know,
well, I know you used to play a lot with Big Daddy Harry Hippolyte.
Yes, sir.
And there's some other people that you used to play with. I know you used to have a lot of respect for as far as Cajun music is concerned. So it's a really interesting mix.
Yeah, man. In fact, one of my early guitar teachers and one of my best friends in the whole world, Mr. D.L. Menard, he's not doing very well right now. If everybody could just say a few prayers for him, I'd really appreciate it. You know, his family would appreciate it. Our prayers go out to his family as well. So,
yeah, he's virtually an institution in himself.
Oh my God, he's an incredible dude.
For people that don't appreciate somebody like DL, you know, a lot of times people, I've got his chair factory down there. That's what he, you know, does the most.
Well, the chair factory is actually one of the coolest places in the world, man. The machines that he has in there that he designed himself are one-of-a-kind creations that are incredible. They belong in a museum.
But to give an indication of what sort of people have an extremely high degree of respect for DL, he was on a State Department tour years ago. They went through Southeast Asia, that area. And after his chair factory burned down, there was a benefit for him at the Hyman Center. Ricky Skaggs showed up with
his—I
mean, there must have been 14 musicians in that band.
Sir.
Jerry Douglas, it was an unbelievable lineup of incredible Nashville talent that, you know, all came down here to raise money for— DL's chair factory.
Man. That says a lot.
It really does.
Personality, talent, talent as a songwriter, you know. I mean, he was one of the first big influences on me, you know, as far as that's concerned. I saw where it's like, you know, and I love guitar. I love playing, I love music. But it all starts with the song, you know. And he was one of the first people to make me realize that, you know. He used to tell a story about meeting Hank Williams and, you know, the advice that Hank had given him, you know, about making sure that you sing the lyrics clear to where everybody can understand it because, you know, the songs should be telling a story. And, you know, you should be able to convey that story to the people, you know, and make the people feel what it is that you're telling the story about. And I always keep that in mind, you know.
Well, I think one lesson, you know, when you're bringing up DL, and then also thinking about Harry Hippolyte, who used to play with Andy Cornette, those guys that are no longer with us.
And David Egan, of course.
Yeah, David. David's a big one. But those, you know, treasure the people around you while you can because, you know, sometimes they're just when they leave, you feel a big sense of loss, and there's a big hole in the musical community.
And, you know, that was a big part of this album, man. You know, the past 3 years haven't been the best 3 years of my life, and I lost a few close people, and there's one of the tunes on here, Trouble, is kind of based on that. You know, I drew inspiration from a lot of that. You know, this album was a salvation for me, man. You know, I could go into the studio and get a lot of things out of my mind for a few hours, and then go back to real life and handle what I had to handle. You know.
Well, before we turn to that tune, what's your next project? Have you got
We got more songs, dude. Yeah,
another album.
We got, you know, Clint and I have a band called VPB, the Vermilion Parish. I don't want to say on the radio, but we're the VPB, and it's a two-piece band, kind of based off the North Mississippi tradition, you know.
Right.
But we play, you know, a bunch of things, rock, blues stuff, and that's kind of the next project we're working on.
Well, we'll look forward to that, but we'll definitely enjoy the current one. We're talking to Michael Juan Nunez and also Clint Redwing. Michael Juan has a brand new disc out called Rise. It is his fourth release. You're going to be having some copies of this at the Baton Rouge Blues Festival when you play?
Oh, definitely.
And that's you're playing
4:30 Sunday. We're closing out the front porch stage.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll be there. I'll be there Saturday. I'm gonna go. Want to go see Buddy and Mr. Henry.
There's another treasure.
Yeah, man.
Both of those guys.
Where else you got your CDs, man? I mean, you was telling me you're running all over town.
See, this is why I brought my mom.
You know, hey, listen, if you can't find them in town, you can come to my house and get them, man.
That's true.
You can get them anywhere.
Yeah, man, we got them at Johnson's here downtown. We have them at Lanyap Records, Artmosphere, Barnes & Noble's. Outside of Maurice at the Village Station, Louisiana Music Factory. Saturday we'll have some in Baton Rouge. I'm bringing some out there. And, of course, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, and any of the download sites should have it.
And can they also get them through your website?
They can. That would be a great place to go, and it's easy, very, very easy. There are links. Click a few links, and you can download the album to your computer and put it on your player, man.
So MichaelJuanNunez.com?
MichaelJuanNunez.com, yep.
Okay, well, wish you a lot of fun on Saturday and Sunday at the
Baton
Rouge.
Thank you. And I want to give a shout-out, man, to the guys. I mean, we brought in a bunch of cats on this record, and the level of talent on this record is just crazy. The people that said yes astounds me. You know, Charlene Howard, Eric Adcock, who plays some of the most amazing stuff.
Wow.
Lee Allen, Zeno.
Mike Birch. Wow.
Dudley Frugier. Yes. Even my little girl, man. She played some clavinet, some marimba. It's a really cool record.
And
man,
who produced and who engineered the recordings?
I was about to say that. A.J. Dolphin produced, and Tony Daigle. I cannot say enough. My mentor, I have praise for the man. He has the best ears in the world. He recorded most of the basic tracks on here, and then whenever it came time to mix, you know, I basically did a pre-mix of it, brought it to his studio, and from there we spent a few months going back and forth, him and I. He'd fix things and make them pretty, and then I would go back and screw them up, and then he'd make them pretty, and I'd go back and screw them up until we got the right amount of pretty and nasty, you know?
Well, he is definitely a highly regarded engineer.
Oh, he's incredible, man.
It's well-deserved, too.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Well, he's been at it for quite a while, and he's been part of the art behind a lot of people's musical products.
He hears the space between the music that, you know, sometimes passes by a lot of people, and until he points it out, you might not notice it. But when he's going to point it out and bring it to your attention, all of a sudden it's sticking out like a sore thumb. He really made this better, man. Him and AJ Dolphin, I couldn't have done this without those cats. And of course, my band, you know, Clint and Chad have been there for a long time with me. And yeah, man, it was an honor to work with all these guys.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, all of that is so true. But you got to have good songs, man. And I think Juan wrote some fantastic music. You know.
Yeah. Oh, and what's nice is the lyrics are included in the liner notes. You know, and that's often not the case. And sometimes you're not sure what you heard, or you want to be able to string it all together. You want to be able to read it while you're, I know David Egan's last disc was like that, and it makes the songs a lot easier for the listener to internalize in a sense, you know, because you can go over it and over it again until you have the whole composition and sort of the whole thought behind it in your mind.
Right. And well, like I said, man, I love the guitar. I love loud guitars, but I'm a songwriter. I consider myself a songwriter. So yeah, that's the most important. And when it came down to the packaging, I really wanted to have the lyrics included, and we worked out, you know, the executive producers, we worked out the deal to where we could get a package to where we could include the lyrics, which a lot of CDs don't come with lyrics anymore, know. But I'm old school, man. I like to sit down with a booklet and listen to a disc and see what's going on, you know, read lyrics, see who played on things. And
well, I wish you the best with with this one, Juan. And, we'll look forward also to the next one you have out and the one after that.
Yeah, man, definitely. Thank you for having us, Rob.
Well, sure. And you all have a great time at the festival, Clint, Juan.
We will.
Thank you so much, man.
And we're going to turn to that track that Juan was talking about, Trouble. Again, this is Michael Juan Nunez from the disc, brand new disc, Rise.
Fly away on the blackbird's wing, all the way to heaven. find you alone.
Trouble. Michael Juan Nunez from his brand new release, Rise. Again, Michael Juan will be playing at the Baton Rouge Blues Festival at the Front Porch Stage Sunday, starting at 4:30 p.m. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We're going to turn to someone else that'll be playing at the Baton Rouge Blues Festival this weekend. We're talking about Kenny Neal. He'll be leading the Neal family in a tribute to their father, Rafael Neal. Rafael had a lot of children, most of them very, very musical. And Kenny Neal, of course, senior among his siblings and a fantastic talent. Here's Kenny Neal on guitar and vocals with a little number called Morning After.
One, two, three, yeah. So sick last night, I didn't hardly know my mind. So sick last night, I didn't know my mind. I had a drink of bad liquor, almost made me blind. I had a dream, I thought I was in hell. Yeah, I had a dream, thought I was in hell. But baby, I looked around, your mouth was open like a whale. Say, baby, baby, please don't snow so loud. Say, baby, baby, please don't snow so loud. Say, you're just a little bit of woman, you sound like a great big crowd. Thank you.
Kenny Neal from a compilation disc on Alligator Records. That was, again, a number called Morning After, and Kenny will be performing at the Baton Rouge Blues Festival at the Swamp Blues Stage tomorrow. He and a lot of his siblings, starting at 5:45 p.m. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're on the web at krvs.org. And we are member-supported public radio. We'd like to thank all of you out there who keep us on the air with annual contributions. If you're not a member of public radio and would consider helping us keep these programs on the air, you can pledge your financial support securely online at krvs.org. And we are also supported by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And KRVS is also a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We're going to break for the news with NPR at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06 with some classic John Lee Hooker, so stay tuned for that. And to take us on up to news time, we're going to turn to Kid Ramos on a track from his West Coast House Party disc. Here he is with a rendition of a T-Bone Walker tune called Strolling with Bone.